Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now we're going to talk about some weeds with our friend Joe Eichle, the Extension Weed Control Specialist for NDSU. Joe, how you doing today?
Good, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So we'll get to business first. You got a training workshop coming up next week, August 3rd. It's at the NDSU Campus Farm, and the event is free. So I gave all the information. What do you want to talk about? No, I'm just kidding. So what are we going to find out here? What's going to happen?
Yeah, so the main purpose of this event, so this week we're hosting what we call the North Central Weed Science Society Student Contest. And so basically students from North Dakota down to Kansas, as far east as Ohio and Kentucky, are all going to be here, and we put them through the ringer through a series of different weed science-related events, so such as weed ID, herbicide ID. We stick them in a field with a problem, and they have 15 minutes to solve that problem, and it's usually herbicide-related. And so because we put a lot of effort into these plots would still be fantastic for viewing and training. That's why we decided to go ahead and host a training event next week to utilize the plots. And so for the event itself next week, we're not going to do it competition style, so don't want people to worry that we're going to put them through the ringer and really make them sweat.
Nobody's going to be graded.
This week, we're grading the students. Yes. We won't be grading anybody next week.
Okay.
We'll have 50 or so species of weeds and 28 different herbicides sprayed on 8 different crops and some weeds, and then these unknown farmer problems, we'll kind of work with people of how we look at things, especially from a weed science perspective and an agronomic perspective, when you're called to a field with some sort of a crop complaint. And so that's going to be the basis of the event next week, so probably about an hour for the weed ID, and an hour or a little bit more time if needed to walk through and look at symptomology and selectivity of different single active ingredient herbicides. And so really knowing what those herbicides do, how they perform, which crops they injure, all these things you can take great photos and keep in your memory bank. So sometime down the line, you have a drift complaint or a herbicide application complaint, and you'll know which herbicides are labeled for crops, how they perform on weeds. And that's the general emphasis of the training.
Okay. Are you going to be having another event? I wish I was in town. I'm heading down to Minnesota Farm Fest next week. I wish I would have liked to have come to this. It'd just be interesting to see and to go through the identification process. Will you be doing another one like this year?
Probably not, unfortunately, just because afterwards I know I'm going to take some vacation time. And usually the way these plots work is they'll probably be good through the end of next week, and then symptomology starts going away, plants completely die, and it's just not as good for training.
Okay. This might be a little inside baseball, but I'm looking at your sheet here about the event that's coming up again August 3rd. At the bottom it says, we have applied for 4 pest management CEU credits for this event. I'm not sure what that means. What is that?
So that's just anyone who's a certified CCA, certified crop advisor. They always have the continuing education credits we need to keep up with. And usually we'll get most credits at the winter meetings. Basically, it's 1 credit per hour of training. And so, we will have 4 pest management credits available for those who need pest management credits as well.
Okay. Well, the agenda list is not that big, so let's just give timing on this and then let us know if we need to pre-register.
Yep. So, as you mentioned, the date, Tuesday, August 3rd, and then going to do 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. That way, if people are from a little further out or driving in, gives everyone an extra hour to get here. Location will be on NDSU's campus, so our research farm plots are just west of the main campus and just south of the Hector International Airstrip. More specific directions on parking will be provided to those who pre-register. Basically, holding off on telling people where to park, because if it's 20 people, that's a different parking situation than 100 people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we are asking for pre-registration. Like I said, it is completely free, but just to figure out parking, that's why we want numbers. And so to register, just send an email to myself. And so if you want to find me on Google my name, it's pretty easy, but email is joseph.eichle@ndsu.edu, which is spelled J-O-S-E-P-H. ch.ikley@ndsu.edu.
Perfect. And again, you'd like to have registration or pre-registration done by Monday?
Yep, by Monday, and then Monday evening, whoever is registered, I can send a note out to them about parking instructions for the day of.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll look forward to that event, and then might as well, we got a few minutes left. So, Joe, I want to talk a little bit about weeds, and maybe it's the condition of the heat, the smoke, everything else under the sun, the drought that we're going through. What's it been like weed-wise like in North Dakota?
It has definitely been a challenging year to control weeds, especially trying to control them post-emergence. And it's just as you said, add everything together, we've got weeds not growing due to drought stress. The hot conditions throughout the day will also kind of shut down the weeds' growth, and we need actively growing weeds in order to control them best, and we just have not had a lot of actively growing weeds throughout the whole summer. The other thing that we were talking about earlier, pesticide program, myself and some weather people, is we're probably going to talk a little bit more about delta T values this upcoming winter. So it's a parameter for when you're spraying, and basically what it means is it tells you the difference between the temperature in the air and the dew point. And essentially, if you have a low dew point and a very hot day, then that results in what we call a high delta T value. And the reason that's important is because when you have a high delta T value, you have a lot of droplets that will evaporate out of your sprayer. So between the time they leave the nozzle and hit the target weed species, you will have a certain percentage that will evaporate. Mm-hmm. And if you go back to June, all the hot, dry days, that's just another confounding factor. So we probably had a decent amount of herbicide droplet evaporation. And so we'll also be talking a little bit more about that and how that plays into lower weed control. Just another one of these pieces of the puzzle that resulted in weed control that many were not happy with this year.
Okay.
Especially in that June time frame.
Joe, one other word we normally have been talking about, but this year I haven't heard anything about it. Not that we shouldn't be very careful about watching for this. Palmer amaranth. Have we had any issues with that this year?
Yeah, so far it's been pretty quiet as far as new cases. We have had a couple cases that we knew of last fall. Late last fall we had some where some sunflower screenings were fed, and we found Palmer on these operations. Palmer is definitely present at those operations. Does not appear to be completely thriving in the drought like we thought it might. So still must be adapting to our soil types a little bit. But as far as new cases, nothing new on the North Dakota side. But we're just about entering that time of year where these pigweed ID questions really start coming in. So
okay.
If we look historically, the last couple of years, it's usually that August, early September time frame when we'll get a lot of the ID questions. So that'll probably be some of the phone calls and emails and texts that come in over the next 6 weeks or so.
Very good. Well, I'm glad it hasn't been a huge problem. And with everything else that's going on between drought and heat and just the list goes on, and stuff that we dealt with earlier this year and the frost side and the weather damage and wind, it's just been not maybe one of the things that was on the top of the list, but I'm glad it's not been a huge problem. So, Joe, one more time, August 3rd, next Tuesday, 9 to 1, pre-registration is required. The event is free. And to register, Joseph Eichley, joseph.eichley@ndsu.com. But you can just Google search Joseph Eichley, and I'm sure you'll get an email address. There's where you register. So, Joe, anything else we missed?
I think that's it. So I'll just sign off saying death to weeds.
All right. Very good. Joe, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah. Joe Eichley, the Extension Weed Control Specialist.